It's time for Talking College Baseball. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Hazen, welcoming you to America's most comprehensive radio program on our collegiate national pastime. Here are the headlines in college baseball. The Arizona Wildcats are College World Series champions in one of the most dominant performances in CWS history. The Wildcats never trailed in any game, but to win, they had to dethrone two-time defending champion South Carolina. Trailing 4-1, the Gamecocks loaded the bases with two outs in the bottom of the ninth and Jason Greiner at bat. Kevin Kugler of Westwood One Dial Global describes the moment.
There's a drive to center field. Ref Snyder and Rickard are there. It'll be Ref Snyder who makes the catch, and the celebration begins in Omaha. For the first time since 1986, the Arizona Wildcats are the national champions.
They battled. Boy, they've been battling for a long time. I'm just really thankful for them, for the city of Tucson, for the baseball community in Tucson. It's been a blessing this year.
That's Wildcats coach Andy Lopez, who is proud of his team's unselfishness.
We have to do that. I mean, we play in a huge park. Our park is bigger than this park. So, I mean, we have to play that style of baseball. But our guys are very comfortable doing that. And, again, we're very thankful for the opportunity to be able to execute and get it done.
Unheralded Brandon Dixon drove in the winning run in the ninth.
I got a fastball first pitch. Took it. And it went 1-1, and I knew they were coming slider, so just tried to sit on it and help the team out, and it worked out, so it was great.
The Wildcats played their best baseball when it counted most. Dixon says the more Arizona sacrificed as a team, the hotter they got.
We knew we had it in us, and we got hot at the right time, and it was a great time to get hot, and it was wonderful. Anytime we had a chance to move guys up, every guy in the lineup would do it. Everybody was all on board to win, no matter what, whatever it took.
The Cats' Robert Ref Snyder was voted MVP of the College World Series. The start times were modified for this year's World Series in order to accommodate television coverage. Attendance appeared to hold pretty well, but some fans had to leave early due to the later hour. NCAA Committee Chair Kyle Kalander says this will be reviewed.
Yeah, we will. You know, I don't think we'd go with these game times if we just had a choice necessarily, but maybe we would make some adjustment to the traditional 1 o'clock, 6 o'clock central time starts. But we will take a look at that as we move forward. I would expect that next year we'd be closer to the traditional times.
You'll hear more from Kyle later in this broadcast. A number of coaching changes across the Division I landscape. At West Virginia, former TCU assistant and East Carolina head coach Randy Mazey takes the helm.
Really looking forward to the challenge of getting into the Big 12. It's a new era for West Virginia baseball, and as I talk to people and look around at some of the former players and the great tradition of great players they've had here, that I want to continue to bring those type of players to West Virginia.
There's a stadium upgrade in the works as well. Rich Maloney is the new coach at Ball State. Rob Smith gets the nod at Ohio. Michigan turned to Eric Backich, while Duke selected Chris Pollard. Josh Holliday is the new coach at Oklahoma State. You heard from him last week. Meantime, Texas Tech assistant Tim Tadlock takes the reins for the Red Raiders.
We're going to try to be great every day in the classroom. On this field out here, we're going to try to be great in practice. That's as simple as it gets for me. Reality is we won one Big 12 series this year. I'm not sitting here telling you it's going to be easy. It's going to become a pretty clear decision for guys. By the time we're done with this deal, the Texas Tech's a place you need to look at.
Speaking of Lubbock, the College Baseball Hall of Fame induction is taking place this weekend. You will hear from two inductees later in this program. Also, the winners of the Brooks Wallace Award, the John Olerud Award, and the National Pitcher of the Year Award will be announced. And what a program we have for you. Don't run away. First, it's College Baseball by the Numbers with the impresario of information himself, Russ Anderson. Then a discussion of the state of college baseball with Big South Commissioner Kyle Kalander, the NCAA committee chair. After that, we'll meet Rice University baseball coach Wayne Graham, who is headed into the Hall of Fame this weekend. We'll delve into small college baseball. Gene Delisio covers all of the activity there. And after that, you'll meet Tim Jorgensen, the NCAA Division III all-time home run king, who will also be inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. That's all ahead on Talking College Baseball.
Here's a great way to enhance your enjoyment of college baseball.
Fresh roasted peanuts.
Keep up with the game at the College Baseball Hall of Fame website, collegebaseballhall.org. You'll find fascinating stories, the latest college baseball headlines, watch HD quality web videos where you'll get the story firsthand from the Hall of Fame inductees and award winners. Get the latest news and learn about plans for the beautiful College Baseball Hall of Fame Museum in Lubbock, Texas. Plus, you can download the latest edition of Talking College Baseball. Don't forget to sign up for newsletters and alerts so you'll always be fully informed. And check out how you can become a member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. It's all waiting for you at collegebaseballhall.org. That's collegebaseballhall.org.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities, the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.